After obtaining a full yellow belt, the 8th Cup student works again for 3 months towards their green tag. Continuing the simile of the life of a plant to Taekwondo, green signifies the plant's growth as Taekwondo skills begin to develop.
The second pattern in this series is Dangun. This consists of 21 moves and is named after the holy Dangun, the legendary founder of Korea in the year 2333 BC.
The legends of the great Dangun vary, some indicating him as a lawgiver and founder of the first Korean kingdom. Other stories are more mythical. One ancient legend describes Dangun as half-human, half-god. The story begins with a bear longing to be human, who asked for direction from the gods. She was told to simply eat a bunch of mugwort and 20 pieces of garlic and keep out of the sunlight for 100 days. Successfully completing the task, the bear woman married the heavenly king's youngest son, Hwang Eung, and their child was Dangun. He was born on Korea's highest mountain, Mount Baekdu, on the border with China, and went on to establish his own kingdom called Joseon, meaning morning freshness or morning calm. This bear legend is similar to others found in Siberia and could indicate the true origination of Korea as people migrated out of Central Asia. At this stage of the training, the student begins to learn some preset sparring. Sambo Matsuki, or three-step sparring, is designed for the beginner to learn the basic techniques and teaches correct facing, forearm conditioning, appropriate blocks, stances, counterattacks, and most importantly, distance, focus, and timing.
There are 10 three-step sparring techniques for the student to learn, but these are divided between grades.
8th Cup students need to know numbers 1 through to 4.
All these set pieces begin with the attacker in left walking stance with low section outer forearm block. The defenders start in parallel ready stance.
The attacker moves forward executing 3 consecutive midsection punches, aiming at the opponent's solar plexus.
To defend themselves, the student must execute a series of blocks and then counterattack. Number 1 is to step back with the right leg into left walking stance, performing a middle section inner forearm block 3 times, blocking each of the attacker's punches. They then counterattack with a midsection reverse punch.
For number 2, the defender steps back with the left leg into L stance with a middle inner forearm block. This is repeated 3 times. After the final block, the defender steps out with the left leg. The right leg is then also moved to complete the new L stance to the side of the opponent. And the student counterattacks with a knife hand strike to the neck or kidneys, depending on the height of the opponent.
The third set of movements begin in a similar way, with the defender stepping back with the left leg into L stance, but this time they execute an inward outer forearm block. This is repeated 3 times. After the final block, the defender pulls back the blocking arm and slipping forward, staying in L stance, executes a back fist strike to the opponent's philtrum or nose.
Number 4. The defender steps back with their left leg into L stance and, as in number 2, uses an inner forearm block. This is repeated 3 times. On the last block, the defender steps out with the left leg into Anonsogi, sitting stance, uses the left hand to focus the attack on the kidney or rib area of the opponent, and then executes a double punch, right, then left.
The Korean terms for the 8th Cup braiding are as follows. Anero.
Inward.
Bakuro.
Outward.
Sonbadak.
Palm of the hand.
Songkal.
Knife hand.
Dongjumok.
Back fist.
A new stance is Sujik Sogi.
This is vertical stance. The feet are placed at 90 degrees to each other with the heels about a fist width apart. The body's weight is evenly distributed in both legs.
Other basic movements include Songkal Daibimaki.
Knife hand guarding block.
Sang Palmok Maki.
Twin outer forearm block. This is a new technique introduced in the pattern Dangun.
Dongjumok Taerigi.
Back fist strike.
Songkal Taerigi.
Knife hand strike, also seen in Dangun.
Yop Chajirugi.
Side piercing kick.
You should also know the term for semi-free sparring, Banjeyu Matsoki.